Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 9th. Report day today. Overnight, we had May corn up 3¾ cents at 583.5. May wheat up 5.5 cents at 624.25, and May beans up 0.25 cents at 1415.5. The report, they're expecting 1.35 on the corn. If we come in anywhere close to 1.2, it would certainly be a bullish report. I'm a little bit skeptical that we might see a buy the rumor, sell the fact kind of deal. There's going to be resistance at 590 in May corn. There's going to be more resistance at $6. If we blow right through that, then obviously the market should stay pretty firm. But again, it could be buy the rumor, sell the fact kind of day with the funds long over 400,000 contracts. The Chinese came out and said today it's doubling their imports expectations on corn for 2021. From basically 10 to 22 million metric tons, but the USDA already has them budgeted in at 24 million metric tons, so I'm not sure that's a big deal. The weather, we're wet here for the next 3 days, then we start to dry out next week. Temperatures will be cooler, 54, 55 degrees, but not any rain really in the forecast for much of the Midwest, so we think we'll see a fair amount of field activity done. These rains that are falling are helping replenish the topsoil moisture, so I don't think it's a really bad thing out here as long as it stops raining next week. The beans, if the bean number comes in anywhere close to 110, the beans will be very strong. You know, it'll just point out the fact that we can't have any production losses out here whatsoever, corn and the beans. China claims that they're trying to rebuild their hog herd and they need more corn. You know, I think they need to build it, but I'm not sure how bad the damage is right now. So maybe toward the back months it might be friendly, but I'm not sure about near crop. We had the bean oil down overnight, meal up a little bit. The dollar's back up 32 ticks. Crude oil is down 27, so it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here today. But obviously all eyes will be on the reports. I would expect huge volatility. My guess is, on corn and beans. On corn, the knee-jerk will be higher. On beans, the knee-jerk will be lower. And then we'll figure out where we go from there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.